Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
Let's go. So, guys, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He loves to tell us that he's a cool dad. When his son didn't want to go to Drake with him, that made him sad. It's Eddie. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Guys, I've got myself a new hobby. I'm going to be breeding butterflies.
How did you even know this was a thing?
I was watching some show on Netflix. It was like a fiction show, whatever. And like one of the characters, he does this. He goes into the garden and finds little eggs or whatever and just raises butterflies and he lets them out in the wild.
With the intention to do what?
I think he was doing like endangered species. So he was like trying to help the population of that monarch butterfly.
Is this a hobby? Is it like when you say you want to give a kidney to somebody or you want to do more charity work? No. Like where you literally have done nothing?
No, I already ordered my kit.
Then okay, you're further
I've
in
ordered
this.
My kit. It's like a cage.
What's in a kit? A cage?
Yeah, a cage, and it comes with 3 caterpillars. So you start with the caterpillars, you feed it every single day, and you watch that caterpillar turn into a butterfly. And once it's a butterfly, away you go, little butterfly.
Wait.
So you only have 3, and then what do you do?
I'm going to go look for other caterpillars.
Oh, you go catch them in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go into the woods and find eggs.
But then why don't you let them evolve themselves?
What do you mean?
I get why the other guy, if something's endangered and he's trying to help multiply it, but you're just finding eggs, you don't even know what kind they are, and they're already going to do their own process themselves.
I think, rodents and stuff try to kill these eggs.
That is a great thing to say back to her for
I'm
that.
Saving them from rodents.
I'm genuinely curious.
That's a great thing to say back.
Thank you,
because I also was feeling like she was like, let them do their thing, man. But I like that response.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes with your first 3 butterflies.
And I might bring my first butterfly here and just let it out in the room.
Love it.
How cool would that be?
This is what my kid did in school when he was like 10. You know?
I hear you, but let the guy have a hobby, you know?
Okay.
Thanks, man.
He's got like 84 kids, you know? All right, moving on. He's always thinking of ways to make money, and most of his bits make us cringe, but they are pretty funny. It's Lunchbox.
I really want to know what you guys have been right about recently, because I came on here and told you this. NCIS Sydney is absolute garbage. Terrible TV. It sucks. I don't know how the NCIS franchise lets this go on.
Is it worse than the other ones, though? Are they all that bad?
Well, I've never seen any of the other ones, so I had no idea. So I posted something on Instagram. I was like, guys, what am I missing? This is trash. And all the NCIS heads were like, you're right. It doesn't compare to the original.
Is that their real name? Like a Swifty, an NCIS head?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, got it.
And they're like, dude, Hawaii and LA and the original are so much better. I can't believe they actually allow this in the franchise. It's giving it a bad name. You're missing out. And they're like, I watched one episode. I had to quit. So they all agree with me. This is not going to last.
How many episodes have you watched?
Four? Five?
How many are there total?
I don't know.
Got to get to watching. We need another report this week.
I know. I just needed a couple days to decompress from how bad the other ones were. And I'm just glad that I am right and I'm not crazy.
I forgot. He wants to know what you were right about.
Have you been right about anything lately?
I don't know.
Really?
I'd have to think. I don't
know. Have you been? I said it would be the Chiefs and the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You said that exactly?
Well, not like 80 years ago, like weeks ago, a few weeks ago.
Not bad.
I put it on my Instagram. So, but who cares? Mm-hmm. Do you anything?
Well, my wife said that I threw something away and I told her I didn't, and then she ended up finding it.
You're right.
I was right about that.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels good when you're right about something and America backs you up.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Lunchbox. When it comes to talking, she's definitely a pro. She's up for an award for her Women of iHeart Country show. It's Amy!
So sometimes when you're talking to someone or you've gone out on a date and then they disappear, you might be like, what? I thought we had a good time. We've been ghosted. Well, my friend thought she had been ghosted after she went out on one date with a guy and then she never heard from him. And she did think that was odd because the date ended with, hey, I had a good time. Like, let's do this again. And come to find out, he died.
Oh, he's a real ghost.
Right. And she thought for a really while ghost. She built up all this, you know, she was annoyed and frustrated and angry. Like, what? Like, why is he just leaving me hanging completely?
What if he's a real ghost, though, and he's like trying to tell her, I can't go on a second date. I promise I'm not ghosting you, but I'm a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She just can't hear him and connect.
Right.
Then he died.
Mm-hmm. She found out through, I guess, you know, on their date, as you get to know someone, it was like, I know this person. Oh, you know that person? So then she asked around and...
That stinks.
That's a crazy story. Like,
I know.
Oh. It's terrible.
What?
But I just thought, you never know what happens to somebody. Maybe it's not death, but it could be. There could be
what
extreme
circumstances. What if he just covered his tracks? He really doesn't want to go out with her, so he told the friend, tell her I'm dead.
That's a little much.
Hey, tell her I'm dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then she's at the coffee shop. He's like, wait a minute.
I saw a ghost.
All right,
Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, his alarms keep going off at night, giving him quite the fright. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. We did have the alarm company come out, by the way, and fix it. And they were like, you guys have been so patient with us. I'm like, we have no choice. We have a patient. We've had no choice. It just goes off in the middle of the night. I want to do an update. There was some email account had gotten my number and was texting me through their email saying they were Thomas Rhett. You guys remember the story and he wanted to come over?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I want to come over. You want to hit some golf balls on your golf simulator? Because it was snowy and have an indoor golf simulator. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, come over anytime. He's like, cool. How about today? And I was like, come over whenever. He never came over. So I came on and said, hey, I think there's an attempted scamming. Like, I know Thomas Rhett's number, but it was coming from an email. Well, I got a text the next day from Thomas Rhett going, yeah, that was me. I got to not feeling good after that. Sorry about that.
So
but
it
was him.
It was him.
That's crazy.
From
an email address. I was like,
maybe because he's texting on his computer.
That's possible.
Sometimes that happens.
I text my computer all the time.
I know. It depends on how you have it synced. Because sometimes my computer will show up as some weird, my weird Apple email, and people are like, who is this?
Well, I thought I was getting hacked or scammed, and I wasn't. It was really him.
That's crazy.
Eddie ran into Thomas Rhett somewhere.
I did, at a basketball game. Yeah, and I embarrassed myself.
What happened?
It was terrible. Like, so I was with my son, my 10-year-old son. We're walking to our car, and there's Thomas Rhett. And I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? He's like, hey, man, what's going on? We talk for a second, and then he looks at my son. He's like, hey, buddy, how's it going? My son's like, hey, what's up? And I said, do you know who this is? And my son was like, no, no clue. That's Thomas Rhett, dude. And my son's jaw dropped like, oh, you're Thomas Rhett? And Thomas was like, yeah, I'm Thomas Rhett. And I should have kept it cooler than that. I felt like I crossed that boundary of like friends and like a starstruck.
Mm. Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it all changed after that.
It's Thomas Rhett.
I know.
Yeah, that would have
I should have been like, hey,
feel like we're not peers.
I should have been like, this is my buddy TR.
I said, hey, this is Thomas Rhett. It's my friend, but he also is a singer.
Just keep it cool.
Yeah.
Or just like when you get in the car, say, do you realize who that was? And then your kid can get excited that he saw him. But does he have to know in front of him? But I mean, I'm sure Thomas Rhett thought it was sweet that your son's
a fan. Oh, sure. I'm sure he wasn't bothered.
Yeah.
He just won't ever treat Eddie the same because Eddie's a super fan.
I'm a fangirl.
Yeah. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've always been passionate about vintage watches, but in the last few years, it's become a major part of my life. I spend some time every day researching, trading, and talking to other people online about watches. My girlfriend says it's becoming an obsession and it's affecting our relationship.
I disagree. I love my hobby, but I wouldn't choose it over my relationship. Should I push back on my girlfriend's assessment? Bobby, I know you're now a watch guy. I've also heard you can get fixated on things from time to time. Is the passion I have for collecting watches unhealthy? Signed, William the Watch Collector. Let's remove watches from this scenario. It could be anything. It could be watches or water or baseball cards or purses, handbags, whatever it is, video games. If it is actually keeping you from doing things in your relationship that you would normally do, it is getting in the way. If it is keeping you from doing parts of your job that you would normally do, it is getting in the way. But there's a certain amount of time for hobby, certain amount of time for sleep, certain amount of time for work, certain amount of time for relationship. You have to make sure when you start to wonder if you're too much in one area, what I will do is I will just keep track of how much time I'm doing everything. If I look at it and it seems that I'm spending way too much time or money playing golf or video games or reading, sometimes I'll just get obsessed and I'll just want to read all day and I'll neglect everything else. So it doesn't have to be something that's bad.
Well, watch collecting's
fun and good.
Not bad, yeah.
Right. As long as it's not taking too much of time, energy, money, then you're fine. There are also people that you need to, you know, have communication with if it is too much. If your girlfriend says it's too much, she's obviously not being serviced in a way that makes her feel like an adequate partner. So maybe you peel from somewhere else. Don't go to work. Look at watches, but spend more time with her. But I would just track your time a little better. I do this too. And if I'm like, wow, I'm spending way too much time doing whatever it is for like a week, I won't change anything. I need to monitor it first. I need to see how much I'm doing it and what it's taken away from, and then I will adjust accordingly.
Yeah, and I think oftentimes other people in our lives see things before we do.
Or so, they're wrong about video games. I mean, sorry, watches.
No, but they see, they may, she's, thankfully she can express this to you, and I would definitely take seriously what she's saying because she's noticing stuff, a change.
You know, I'm not gonna co-sign her argument quite yet. I think he needs, because he'll be resentful if he just changes because she said that. He'll be resentful to her.
I'm saying pay attention because I think outside, our friends, our partners,
go get
other
your
people.
Watches, buddy. You watches over everything.
They may notice changes in us before we do.
The only thing that I have trouble like resting my mind. I don't do good at vacation or relaxing. I tried to meditate, and not to meditate like I'm trying to connect with Buddha, but like just rest my mind because my mind feels like it's on a treadmill. My therapist said I just feel like I'm on a treadmill that never turns off. There are only two things I can do to not think. And I finally, after all this time, I found them. Play Madden football or NBA. That's it. Because I'm not thinking about life.
But you're thinking about the game, right?
Yeah, but I'm not focused on 80,000 things all at once. That and read, because I'm only focused on the words in front of me.
Got it. Mm.
And sometimes I'll find myself drifting off while reading and I'm like, oh, I got to focus. But that's what anybody I know that meditates says they can do is just focus and stay focused on whatever their mantra or image or... And it lets their mind relax from all these other pressures and noises. But that's what I get when I read or I play PlayStation. It's the only time I relax.
So now are you like, hey, Caitlin, I'm meditating.
Boom. It's my meditation time.
And you jumped ahead of me. Yes. Let's go.
Got a headset on.
Let's go.
But also for anybody that's trying meditation or like, you know, a prayer time like that or something, and your brain goes all different kinds of places because mine does, give yourself grace. Nobody's perfect. Even the best meditators admit to like, hey, if your mind wanders, just be like, okay, mind wandered. Note, come back to present. Come back to where I am. Come back to whatever. Yeah, the mantra, the thought.
And
the
don't
image.
Think meditation is some sort of religious thing.
Mm-mm.
Prayer can be, but that is also a form of meditation for some people.
Yeah.
So think of meditation as for a lot of us that try to do it. Now, mine became with bad sleep. It's not a religious thing. It is trying to be a calming
Yeah.
focus thing. Because some people are like, I'm never going to meditate because I'm not going to pray to some Ra, the sun god.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, you just made Ra very mad. All right, good luck. Track your time, buddy. All right, that's what's up. Dad, close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hope everybody's having a great morning. Lunchbox is a little sour today. What happened?
So... we had the snow apocalypse that hit and everything was closed. City was shut down for like a week. Well, my kids couldn't go to daycare because guess what?
It's closed.
It's closed, right?
Yeah.
Well, check my credit card. Guess what they still charge me? For daycare. Mm. Full price. And I'm like, you weren't open.
Is daycare a subscription service?
How does that work?
Like you pay even if they don't, let's say they're open and your kids don't go, you still pay if they don't go? Like,
yes.
Okay, got it. So it's like a class.
Right, like you pay for the, but I'm saying like they should be like, hey, we're not going to charge you this.
Oh.
In,
right.
Because right. we're not open, so you didn't pay for a service. Well, you didn't get anything in return, so
yeah,
why would I pay for it?
If they'd have given you the option.
Correct. If like, hey, we're open if you want to come, but we understand the roads are bad, but it was, nope, we're closed, can't come.
So you won't get a week somewhere else?
No.
Like you asked them about it?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
What did they say?
They said, oh, no, it's open or closed. You get charged. Like it's,
so
it's not an option.
Did you sign a contract?
I don't know.
Okay. So Bones, if you
I could look at that.
If you have Netflix and like it's out for a couple days,
you still have to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would compare it to that, right?
But Netflix doesn't really stay out for a whole day. Think about it. Has Netflix ever been out for a whole day?
No, never, never.
Like there's been like internet stuff at my house or there's like glitchy occasionally with Netflix when they but it's never been out for a day. So I understand the analogy, but I can't believe for a week they would charge you.
Yeah, it's like me rolling up to Sonic and them saying, no, we don't have any burgers, but you owe us $50. What?
No, what?
No, sort of. No, but sort of. But you didn't agree to
pay. But I didn't get any service. I didn't get any daycare.
But if you had agreed with Sonic to come by and get a burger and pay for a burger every week.
And they were,
it's still weird. Thing. It's still weird. And it doesn't.
It's like Eddie's Chicken. Like if someone was subscribing and paying him per week and he didn't give him any chickens, it's like.
If they were subscribing,
they
were subscribing.
Okay. It's crazy.
Okay, yeah. And a real
example.
You can
subscribe if you'd like to DM me on my Instagram.
Oh, you're saying right now?
Yeah, if you want to.
A real example is like that week my daughter takes dance and her dance classes were canceled. And what they're doing is she'll get a free makeup at some point. And so we're not charged extra, although. So that's why I thought Lunchbox's place could maybe do that or like half off. I mean, I get that they're a business and now they've lost all this
Aren't
money.
Aren't a lot of people mad about that?
But
so much so they'd be like,
I should ask other parents. I don't really know. I don't
rally the troops.
Bro. Yeah.
Don't really talk to other parents. No,
yeah, like,
not really.
You should get some free days.
I put my hood up, go in, get the kids, get out. I mean, I don't want people stopping
me. Why is your hood up?
Which kid do you get?
All three.
Well, you have the hood up. Felt weird.
No, no, I'm saying so other parents don't stop me and want to talk to me and like, oh.
What's
You know.
Are you antisocial? I don't understand.
No, no. Oh, man. Like, what's it like working with all, you know, all the celebrities and, you know, you get
Oh, no.
Nobody says anything to you.
Because he's famous.
I thought you were the celebrity.
No, they do. They say, like, what's it like being with celebrities all the time?
And I'm like they would ask a celebrity
Do you say when they come in, you just play Wordle?
I do let them know that.
You do let them know that?
Yeah. It's a new thing. I just started this Wordle thing.
Are you good at it?
Not really, because there's like sometimes I'll get like three letters and then I'm like, there is no word with those three letters. And you sit there for like 15, 20 minutes and it's like there. Oh, that is a word. Yeah. Okay.
But you're doing that 15, 20 minutes while we're doing the show.
Yeah. But every once in a while I do get it in two and that's like, man.
That's awesome, dude. During the show though, right?
You feel real. Yeah.
Yeah. During the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like if we didn't have a show and we didn't have anything to put out there. But we still charge people to listen. It's like,
we don't charge people to listen anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
No, okay, but anyway, I feel like it's weird. Your analogies are kind of hurting your
case.
I
gave a real life example. That
yeah, they should make it up to you in some way.
Did I not give a real life example?
You did a hypothetical.
You go to Sonic with a hood on
and their clothes
and still a kid.
Yeah, but they still charge you $50 for a burger.
Let us know if that changes. It feels like that should change.
Yeah.
Maybe they accidentally charged it, had it you know, running.
Oh, maybe they didn't go in and update the system.
Yeah, because
possibly,
but it'll retro show up somehow.
Possibly.
Yeah. Right, doubt it.
Let us know.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so there's a pet duck, Sophia, and she lost her partner of 4 years to a predator. And Sophia was distressed. So her family put on Facebook like a personal ad for her or on social media, like I guess across different
like
platforms.
Anyone interested in ducking. Mm-hmm.
They described Sophia as a single female duck fond of walks by the pond.
Loves a duck, yeah.
Searching for a mate. And the response was overwhelming. Hundreds of people offering up their ducks to join Sophia. And eventually they found the perfect match for her. And now she's happy again. They can definitely see their friendship, their bond, and know she's no longer
We're
in distress.
Assigning our emotions to this duck, by the way.
No, I think you can tell when an animal is sad.
And wouldn't you be upset if you lost your partner for how long?
But I didn't know ducks found partners and stayed with them. I know that lobsters do.
Starfish, I think, too.
Maybe penguins. I don't know about ducks, but hey, that's great.
Well, when I had ducks visit my
But ducks don't
yard,
smile.
No, they don't.
So how do we know they're distressed? See the ducks therapy bill?
Maybe they walk in circles.
Well,
you know?
when my ducks would visit,
what,
and they would
ducks?
Hang out. I had ducks that like
pool.
Came to my backyard, and they would hang out.
Pool and hang out.
Like they would show up, and they were so cute, and I could tell when they do little spins in the water.
And that meant what?
They were happy.
Got it. See, we're assigning what we would do to what a duck would do. Like, although I like it. I'm glad all the people came forward and said, here, have our duck.
Cute
that's,
idea.
That's yeah. fine. Okay, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We're bringing back the Bobby Bones Cinema Club.
Woo! Yes!
So all of us put a movie into my Arkansas Razorbacks helmet. And we draw. And we have 2 weeks to watch it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Then we'll review it. So far, we've watched Rope from Eddie.
Great movie.
From like the dinosaur age.
I think you guys all liked it.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like a high school production, according to my wife. But it was old. It's from the 50s.
Like a one-act play.
Yeah. The Stuff from Lunchbox, which was a horror movie, but it was like real goofy about yogurt that ate you.
That was amazing from my childhood, man. Gave me nightmares for years.
Shotgun Wedding from Raymundo.
Oh, boy.
Which was the Jennifer Lopez Amazon movie.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's
fun.
Showgirls.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic.
Horrible.
Whoa.
Oh.
Man on the Moon from Me, which was the Andy Kaufman story.
Strange.
Awesome. Great movie.
I thought it was good.
You watched it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then two of Amy's so far, Pretty Woman and Steel Magnolias.
Back to back. That was rough.
It was back to back, yeah.
That was rough.
Julia Roberts back to back.
So did you put your new movie in?
I did.
People whose movies have not been drawn are Mike D, Scuba Steve, and Abby. But Morgan?
Or me.
Oh, yours isn't either?
No.
But everybody's in. So.
You guys are going to love my movie.
You're going to love my movie. It might be one of the best of all time.
mixing it up here. Look at this. Don't even know what they are. Just showing you guys there's some mixing here.
Mixing.
All right, the movie that we're going to watch is, and we invite our listeners to watch this with us too, because you can hear the review.
Oh!
What you got?
Come on.
Not mine, not long enough. Oh, wait. Oh, it's already folded in half. It might be mine.
It's the name of a movie, not a person. Is that how it went?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the movie?
I never heard of this movie.
Uh-oh.
Who picked a movie that someone's never heard of? Who picked, like, an obscure movie?
Well, probably me.
Well, maybe me.
What was the obscure movie you picked?
Roman Holiday.
That's what we have.
What? Yeah! Yes!
What
What's Roman Holiday?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to love this.
What year is it from?
1953.
No! Yes!
It's Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
And this one's for the ladies.
Oh, no.
You're going to love this movie. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad we picked that one. Oh, man. You might have to buy it,
It's
though.
Only 2 hours and 27 minutes.
No way. It's that long?
Guys, because a lot of stuff happens.
They made movies that long back then?
Yeah, I guess so. They didn't have editors.
What, Mike? Is it one take?
No, it's not. What'd you say, Mike? 95%.
It's because I only had one person watch it.
Yeah, the old people don't know how to review.
Oh, my
gosh. This is a great piece of cinema classics.
Okay, you have 2 weeks to watch Roman Holiday, Eddie's stupid old movie.
Audrey Hepburn, man.
I've never even heard of it.
You know who Audrey Hepburn is?
Yeah.
I've heard of her. What does she do?
She's an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gregory Peck's in it. Oh, dude, you guys are going to love this one. Amy, I think you're really going to love it.
For the ladies. All right, thank you, ladies. Eddie. Bobby Bone Cinema Club. Check back in 2 weeks. 30 and 40-somethings, what they regret not doing when they were younger. That's the article from BuzzFeed. And so pretty much we're all 30 or 40-something.
Yeah.
So what do you regret not doing when you were younger? And then I'll read one for everyone that you guys share. I can go first. If I'm going to go real younger, not learning music. Not being in band.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was like bands for nerds. And I was a nerd, but also played sports. And I also was like, I don't know if I can afford an instrument. But I probably could have figured it out like we did everything else. But I really regret not learning music young. So I would have an idea of how to do it better today. Mm-hmm. Like piano, anything. Just learning music.
I know. So I quit piano as a kid, and my mom fought me on it, and I won, and I wish she had made me stick with it.
Amy, you could have been a huge piano player.
No, but
yeah, you could have been Picasso.
Amy, you could have been Picasso at piano.
Mozart.
Picasso at piano. No,
Mozart.
You really could have been the Picasso at piano.
Okay.
Someone say you already are.
Okay, guys.
Amy, you?
I would say traveling. I mean, even just domestically, I wish I would have taken more time pre-kids or even marriage or something. I don't know. Just even going places by myself.
Oh, whoa.
Maybe I'll have time for that later. I can do that in my
50s.
Estella
got her groove back.
That's right.
Oh.
What you can do now.
Yeah. But I remember in college, I was supposed to study abroad, and then it got canceled because the 9/11 happened. And so I just never took that opportunity. And I feel like that would have been my foot in the door to doing something like that and experiencing different cultures.
So here are a couple on the list here. Turning down invites and opportunities to meet new people and travel. It's kind of like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Be a teenager. I was too eager to grow up and focus on almost exclusively work from 15 to 25, so I missed out on the whole thing. Mm. I don't know. I'm pretty happy I did that because I wouldn't be where I am now had I not got started early, but I do understand some folks would feel that way. Lunchbox, you?
Oh, man. Travel was one because, like, with my roommate when we were younger, when we were working, we should have just taken weekends and gone places, but I was like, you need a week to go somewhere, but we could have gone partying for weekends in different cities, met different chicks and like different backgrounds.
Not as much, more chicks from different backgrounds.
Yeah, instead of just like Austin 6th Street girls, you know what I mean?
Like Lubbock.
Yeah, I mean, I go Lubbock, go, I mean, Houston, I mean, go Dallas.
Different backgrounds.
College Station.
Yeah. And then also, maybe not gone to class as much, because that cost me my chance to be on the real world, because I went to class instead of being there for the phone call. Mm.
Do you wish you would have never gone to college, seeing that you didn't graduate?
Like, college is fun, man. Yeah. Like, I met some people that I'm friends with to this day, so I think it was a good experience. And
what about the college part of it? What if you could have met and had all the experiences, but just like the, because you're like 95% there. Do you wish you would just never done any of the school part of it?
No. Some of the school was cool, because like I used to, history was boring. And I took history in college, and that was the first time I was like, oh, this is actually interesting. Now, do I actually read about history now? No. But for that, you know, 2 years that I had history classes, I was like, man, I learned some things.
What kind of history were you interested in?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Whichever one he was teaching.
Yeah. Eddie?
Man, I just realized this one recently. It's 401k. I should have been doing this since day one. I still don't even know if I have one. But can you imagine the money I would have if I started a 401k when I started working when I was, I don't know, what, 18 years old? God, I'd be loaded, dude. And now you guys talk about retirement.
Well, you wouldn't be loaded because you really wouldn't be able to
use it.
You'd
have like a dollar. You'd put a dollar in there a week. I mean, that ain't
no, you don't put a dollar in there a week. From another guy who didn't start it. He's trying to be a hater.
I would be loaded. I can't have the money. But I mean, my retirement would be like coming up soon.
I do wish I learned about like stocks and bonds and all that earlier in my life.
But no, but you still haven't learned that.
Well, I'm trying to learn, but I'm saying like people talk about, you know, having a portfolio and I'm like, I don't know what you're
CDs
talking about.
CDs and stuff. Right. Like they talk about that stuff in banks. I don't know what that is.
You guys can still learn that.
Yeah, but it's too late, man.
It's
we're
not too late.
Now.
You're not dying.
It is. Like we don't.
I regret that.
Morgan, you just turned 30.
Yeah, one of my regrets is a relationship that I was in.
That's fair. But what's the bigger part of that? Not jumping into a certain type of relationship or having different standards? Like, what's the macro to the micro?
I think it was that because of things that I went through, I had low insecurity in myself. And so that was probably the bigger picture, is that I just wasn't grown enough to be in that relationship. And then I probably would have never been in that relationship that long.
So what would you change? What do you regret not focusing on that led to that?
I think I regret not focusing on myself and just being by myself at that point in time instead of just like jumping into a relationship. I wish I just would have just been me and hung out by myself.
Learn more about yourself and what you really wanted. Yeah, that's good. Ray?
Yeah, I got so many. I'm probably going to say it.
Why do you have so many? You have a good life, man.
I have a great life, but there's just a lot of things you can think back in retrospect. But I really do wish I would have moved to the South, had my parents just send me away to a relative's house so that I could have played sports year round, because I lived in winter cold. 6 months of the year I couldn't throw a baseball, and I still played college baseball. So I mean, I really think
that's,
I could have made
good.
It far. Yeah,
because you live in the southeast, it's warmer, much more, you can play outside, do outside sports more.
So if you would have grown up in Texas, he'd be in the major leagues.
Yep, you're looking at the Texas Ranger right there.
Dang.
Nolan Ryan. Scuba Steve, coming to you last.
Oh, man. Kind of all in the sports vein. I think it was mostly because you get stuck in your head as a child and you just think people are judging you. And you just, I was in that space where I had no confidence in public. At home, I was phenomenal at basketball. I was so good. I would never miss a shot.
What do you mean at home?
Like, I had like a basketball court in the back garden. And when my parents were married, they bought that for me and built it back there. And I practiced every single day. And I was so good. But when I would go to like school or for tryouts, I would kind of like keel over and then I would skip it, or I wouldn't go, or I'd come with some sort of excuse as to why I shouldn't go. But I regret that because, man, I feel like if I would have put the effort towards it, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be like Ray. I'd probably be in the MLB or the baseball or
MLB or the baseball about basketball.
Well, NBA is what I was going for.
NBA, yeah.
You got nervous then and killed over, right?
I was, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay. Dude, I'll
start talking. I don't know what it is. Maybe other people experience this where I know what I want to say and how I want to handle it, but then every once in a while I get this like rush of energy and it gets stuck in my chest.
Yeah, every day for me for 5 hours.
And I can't say it. Like, how do you get through that?
You don't.
Like, I'm still trying to
just do it more.
To stomach through it.
Then you realize when you mess up, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So then you're more relaxed, because even if worst case scenario happens, you're going to be fine, which actually helps you in best case scenario.
Wow.
That's just general performance anxiety for me. Why'd you guys look at each other when he said
I'm like, come
NBA?
On,
man.
Like, NBA.
Like, if you want to,
I was really, 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 really good at basketball.
You're
really good for your backyard, dude.
No, but like,
you're not like genetically an elite athlete.
Right.
Like, but some of people come in the NBA, they're not as well. They just worked really hard at it and they got better at
that's
it.
That's like two guys.
That's like, that's like Division II college.
Like Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin's a great example.
Elite athlete, still playing overseas.
And yes, but he wasn't, though. He worked towards it and he became really good at it.
So were you ever playing against anybody or just yourself?
He was good against Ghost Man.
I was like,
he was playing by himself. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't really think you could have been in the NBA had you...
I really think that's one of those sports if you work towards the craft.
No
bowling is that. Basketball, you can get to a point, but it does have to do with a bit of your athleticism as well.
I don't know, though. I think you can work... Like, for example, I coach a kid's basketball team, and I've seen these kids grow over the year, and some couldn't even shoot the ball in the beginning, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, now they're putting the ball into the hoop. It's a skill that I think you can get good at.
Yes, but you're growing, and so are the people you're playing against, and the higher you go, the more athletic and the more work they've done.
Jeremy Lin is 6'3".
But he wasn't always 6'3", though, right?
Yeah, when he was 7, he was.
Right.
When he was 7 years old, he wasn't 6'3".
Just like me, then.
You really think you... Honestly.
I honestly think that if
How tall are you? 5'10"?
I am 6 foot flat.
Okay.
But there are NBA players. Look at Muggsy Bogues, who's 5'3".
But he's so athletic. He's super
first
freak.
Of all,
but I was fast and athletic.
There were two or three people ever small like that.
Spud Webb, Muggsy Bogues,
yeah.
But again, why they were a story is because nobody was like that. They were so rare.
Yeah.
Well,
I could have been so rare as well. The kid in his backyard that became
like
something.
Earl Boykins was small.
Yeah. He was awesome.
5'5", 5'6". Spud Webb was small, slam dunk champion. But again, the reason they're stories is because that is an anomaly.
And they could jump out of the gym. They could, I mean, at least
I could jump really high too. I couldn't put the ball in.
It doesn't matter. I like you a lot and you're fun to hang out with. But I don't think you could have been an NBA player. And okay. It doesn't matter what I think.
No, he could make everyone on the soup.
Even with me, I could not have been. I was a decent baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, even in high school. Even outside, I mean, I was all region, all conference, defensive player. But I know my athletic ability would have kept me from, I would have peaked probably at like a small college, even if I worked all the time, which is what I did. Because I didn't really have the athletic ability to be elite. It's a mixture, unless you're a bowler.
Okay.
That you can train. I feel bad now. I think I felt like a crush's dream.
All these
rules. I want to point something out, though. Scuba also said that he could hit like a homer automatically playing softball. And we played a softball game and he couldn't even get a hit.
You know what I want to say about that? What I've realized, I love your enthusiasm, Scuba Steve, and your confidence in yourself. Because I should take everything back. I said, you could have been a dang NBA player.
But he has the confidence now, but he didn't have the confidence then.
But there's no reason for me to say you can't. Scuba, you would have definitely been an NBA player. I take everything back I said.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Well, now he really regrets it.
I mean, what grade did you play? Like, you played on your high school team? Did you ever get recruited or anything?
No, that's the thing, because I didn't have the confidence to go out to the tryout.
He didn't even play it out.
He didn't try it out.
But he could go one-on-one with Ghostman and beat him every game in his yard.
But he could have been with Jordan out there.
Oh, man. Okay, Scuba Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being vulnerable. We're giving you a hard time, and I think you could have made it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to end this segment. But if there's anybody out there in their teens or early 20s, listen to us here.
Hey.
Here's a voicemail from Kim in Tennessee.
Morning, studio. I have a morning corny for Amy. What do you get when you put together brown chickens and brown cows? Brown chicken, brown cow. Have a good day. Love the show.
All right, thanks. Here's Rachel in Cleveland.
I just wanted to let you guys know that ever since I started listening to you in 2021, every single morning now with my second graders, I give them a morning corny. And it's always themed, just like Amy does, for all the seasons and holidays and things like that. And they love it. And they even know it by the morning corny. They ask for it every day. Just thought I'd say that. Love you guys.
I appreciate that.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A Republican state senator in Missouri filed a proposal to bring back duels. So if one member of the Senate insulted another member, they could challenge them to a duel. And
with what weapon?
Have
a
to
gun,
agree.
Dude.
No, silly string.
Oh.
Paintball gun.
Well, that's a paintball gun. That'd be cool. Oh. That would be cool.
Well, an original duel, I believe, was a sword, and then it turned into guns.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it says here they'd have to agree upon which weapons to use and that the duel would take place on an agreed-upon date in the well of the Senate at high noon.
Oh, so it's not where they ride the horse and hit them with the...
No, that's a joust.
Jousting.
Oh, I was thinking
if
that.
If they could pick their own weapon, it'd probably be taxpayer money and they just waste it.
Oh.
They just throw it at each other and burn it.
Nobody would like that.
Well, they would. That's what they do constantly. Yeah. All right, what else?
So one-third of Gen Z shoppers admit that they prefer self-checkout kiosks so that they can shoplift.
Oh, that's why they prefer. Well, I think if I were a shoplifter, I would prefer that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't prefer shoplifting.
Like 2,000 Gen Zers were surveyed. And
it's got to be pretty easy to get away with the occasional thing if you're buying other things. Where it will be tough, I think, is if you don't want to pay for anything. And you try to get through. But if you're, I go to Walgreens sometimes and it's like, I do four or five things and sometimes I go, don't recognize. Or I'll accidentally put, it's on the other side and never recognizes it at all. I just feel like that'd be pretty easy.
Yeah, yesterday I mixed an onion and the lemon.
Yeah.
And they were two different sizes, so I got a discount. And it never made me change anything.
You shoplifted then.
I shoplifted. Okay. 30 cents.
Yeah. Well, those that admitted to shoplifting say they steal the most expensive item from their cart. And it's... vindication of sorts for them because they feel like there's so many companies out there that don't care about their customers only making
money. That's not their job by stealing to fix.
I know. And then I had to look up exactly the years Gen Z. So it's if you were born between 1997 and 2012.
Yeah.
Losers. That's you.
Just missed it.
Losers.
Stop.
You thieving losers. Just kidding. All right, what else?
Dolly Parton has teamed up with CBS to create a 2-hour variety special. It's a pet gala, and there's going to be a runway of dogs wearing Dolly's most iconic ensembles.
I was going to co-host this with Dolly.
Really? There's also going to be performances of Dolly's hits, but not performed by Dolly, performed by Lainey Wilson, Carly Pierce, and others.
They called and said, do you want to co-host the show with Dolly? It's on CBS, I think. Did you say that yet?
I did.
I was like, yeah, that'd be great. And they were like, you don't even know what it is. I don't care to host anything with Dolly. And I was like, all right, cool. And so then a few weeks go by, and they're like, we can't let you co-host, but will you be the voice, the announcer, and the guy out in the crowd, like the talks to people? And I said, I politely pass.
Oh, was that the bad news?
Uh-uh. No. Because I passed on that. I mean, they came back and they were like, we can't let you co. I don't know why they can't let, they couldn't let me co-host, but they were like, and I was like, oh, no, that's, sorry about that. But I thought it'd been fun.
That would've been awesome.
Yeah, but I hope people still watch it. Unless you love me. No, I'm just kidding. You can watch it. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a 65-year-old man in Michigan. He's walking out on the ice of a frozen lake, him and his dog, Ruby. And all of a sudden, the dude falls into the icy water. Luckily, there's people on shore. They call 911. They, hey, got to get over here. This dude fell through the ice. We need help. They arrive and they get this little like tube and they're like, we can't walk out on the ice because it'll break for us. So they tie it to a rope and they lasso, throw it. Man, he's too far out there. What are we going to do? Hey, Ruby, come here. And they attach it to his collar and they tell the dude, call Ruby. And he calls the dude, Ruby, come here. And Ruby runs out to him with the tube on him and she saves the dude.
And she's not that heavy, so the ice doesn't fall.
Right. Okay. And so he gets the tube and they pull him out.
That's good.
I mean, that's crazy.
Had a girl, Ruby. We have a pool in our backyard, and when it was really cold here and it snowed for like a week here, it froze over completely. And I would see Eller, our dog, run across the ice. And I'm like, oh no. That means she's going to try to run across the pool now and think it's all. First of all, why did she do it the first time? Did she see a deer? Because deer are running on it too. And then now what's going to happen? And so I would get nervous when we'd let her out, but she doesn't go in the water. I don't know how she knows the difference.
Maybe does she take it and like put her paw down and feel it? Like, is this hard?
I've never seen her do that. No, I haven't. But I was worried. We don't let Stanley even go out in that part of the yard because he'll drown. If she falls in the pool, she can swim out. She's, you know, half everything.
And Stanley can't swim
Bulldog. Out. Bulldogs can't swim. They're basically dropping a brick in the pool. Oh, I've had to jump in and save him before when he's a puppy. So, but awesome, Ruby. It's a great story. And I'll let you guys know what happens with the Eller situation if she falls in. It scared me, though. Mm-hmm. She would fly across the ice running, and I was like, oh, no. So, all right, good job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.